living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So can we reverse type 2 diabetes? You know, it's an epidemic nowadays, and it has both medical and economic consequences. So it's really good that the answer is yes, we can. And my guest is Dr. Charles Benz. He's the author of Rebecca Sues Her Mother, You Caused My Diabetes. Dr. Benz, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you, Dr. Mike. It's great to be here.
Well, thanks for coming on. You know what? I have to go right to the title of this book, right? the Rebecca Sues Her Mother. And I'm looking at the front cover, and there's a picture of, I guess, Rebecca pointing a finger at her mom saying, "You caused my diabetes." Why this title? And I got to think this caused you some controversy, Dr. Benz.
It certainly did. But, you know, when the Center for Disease Control came out with a study that said that children born after the year 2000, 35% of Caucasian children, 43% of African American children, and 49% of Hispanic children were going to be diabetic, it got my attention, and I guess I started to watch what mothers were buying in the store a lot more than I even did before, and I thought to myself, why aren't they getting it? There's all kinds of information in the paper, on the radio, and on television. I thought, what's wrong? They must love their children. They're just not paying attention. And I just thought, I have to do something to get their attention, and this idea came to me, and so there it is.
It definitely grabbed my attention. That's kind of why you're here, Dr. Benz. But you know, you mentioned you're in the store. You're watching the moms buy the food and stuff. What kind of food and stuff were they buying that kind of made you go, that just can't be good?
The sugary cereals. I mean, there's always two or three big boxes of sugary cereals in these things, and donuts, and pastries, and white bread. And it just was, it seemed like 90% of the food in the food basket was the wrong food. And I thought they couldn't have avoided all the information about this over the last 20 years, but they seem to have avoided it.
So do you believe then that we can really reverse this? I mean, those statistics you gave at the beginning, I mean, that's scary, right? I mean, that's a lot of kids with really a disease that has significant consequences. You know that. So do you believe we can reverse diabetes?
You know, 20 years ago, there were hardly any teenagers that were type 2 diabetics. Now, one-third of all diabetic cases are teenagers. So what used to be adult-onset diabetes is now moving back closer and closer to childhood. And I think the sooner we catch it, the sooner we can reverse it, because I think from the studies I've done, we know that disease goes through five stages of deterioration of the cells. First, they become stressed. Then they become weakened, then they become dysfunctional, then they could become mutated, and then finally diseased. If we can get these children soon enough, before any of their cells have become mutated or diseased, we can reverse 100% of these cases.
That's interesting. So, you know, you in your book and also on the website that I was on looking at your stuff, Dr. Benz, you talk about cellular nutrition. And so let's kind of go over that real briefly. What's the difference between whole body nutrition versus cellular nutrition? Because that seems to be the key here.
Yes, I think that we really have to pay attention to how the cell functions. And in this case, we'll take one mineral as an example. Magnesium is crucial for people who want to lose weight or people who want to avoid diabetes or reverse their diabetes. Because if there's no magnesium sitting on the surface of the cell, then glucose and insulin cannot get into the cell. So if you don't eat your green vegetables or your nuts or your seeds with high levels of magnesium, then glucose can't get into the cell and it continues to circulate. So it's just one example where mothers should be paying attention to how much magnesium their children are getting.
So, you know, and I do know, I do believe that there's a, overall for kids and adults, there's, just using that mineral alone, there's a magnesium deficiency out there and it has all kinds of devastating effects. So, but these kind of deficiencies, these nutritional deficiencies, what you're saying is really affecting the cell, which then is affecting fasting glucose levels, fasting insulin, and there you have the development of type 2 diabetes. Funny thing about this, I noticed that in your book, Rebecca, at one point, and I think this is a fictional character, right? Rebecca
yes.
is surprised to find out that there's supplements for diabetes that actually work. Do you think that's true for most diabetics? They don't realize there's things they can actually take through, not just through food, but nutrients that could help them?
Their doctors aren't telling them about it, Dr. Mike, because they don't learn about it in medical school. But when you look at the literature, there's over 242 scientific references for things like chromium and vanadium and magnesium and vitamin C and vitamin E and an herb called Gymnema sylvestre. These are supplements with proven scientific ability to help reverse diabetes, and they're just not being used by parents or by the doctors.
Let's do that. Let's go through some of those supplements again so we can provide some good solutions for the mothers that are out there most likely listening to this show, right? So we know, you know, your title hints at maybe the cause of all this, but I also know that you believe that mothers are probably the solution because they're the ones taking care of the kids mostly, buying the food. So let's give them, how about four of your top supplements for improving cellular nutrition and reversing diabetes? Give me the first one. What would you do?
First one would be magnesium because if it's so necessary to get the insulin into the cell or get the insulin and the glucose into the cell. So magnesium would be probably the number one thing that I would put on the list.
And is there enough magnesium in a standard, say, multivitamin for a child? What kind of dose are we looking at there?
Yes, you know, I think that probably 200 to 400 milligrams, depending on the size of the child. But, you know, they should get most of it from the green vegetables. If they can get their kids more green vegetables, a majority of kids wouldn't have a deficiency. But the problem is they're not eating their green vegetables. So the supplements are just that. They're supplementing what they should be getting through the vegetables they should be eating.
Right. So when you were at the store watching them buy the sugary cereals, you're telling me that didn't come with some broccoli, some leafy greens. It was just basically a Danish that came along with it, right?
There was definitely not enough green, and that's what I was looking for when I looked at the shopping cart. How much green is in there? And there wasn't a lot.
Yeah, there wasn't too much, yeah. So so that's magnesium. How about another supplement
vitamin
that you
C.
would suggest?
Vitamin C really helps to reduce oxidative stress, and it's really one of the things that causes a lot of damage to the cells because free radicals are circulating around us all the time, and vitamin C has an extra electron, and free radicals are missing an electron. So vitamin C is able to neutralize a lot of these free radicals and stop the damage that's being done. Another right. easy
and
thing
that's...
is cinnamon. Cinnamon can be added to cereals, and cinnamon is great at helping to balance blood sugar in the body.
Now, are you talking about raw cinnamon that they could add to foods? Is that going to be enough, or do you suggest a cinnamon supplement like an extract?
Well, again, I think it's a matter of whether we're preventing or whether we're trying to reverse. I think if we're preventing, it's enough just to put it on the foods. I think if we're talking about reversing, then we're talking about a supplement.
What about, you mentioned when you were going through your quick list there, you said something about vanadium or vanadyl sulfate. How do you like that one in children? I know I use it in adults, but there's some question of its safety maybe in kids. Do you think that that's a legitimate concern, or is that one you put on your list?
I put it on there, but I put a proviso by it that they should try to get a supplement that has these things in the right ratio, because usually you can buy one, and you can buy them for children, that have all of these supplements, probably 7 or 8 of them, in a formula, and then they'll have them in the right dosage, and they'll have a very low dosage of vanadium, and I think that it activates the insulin receptors, and again, gets them to stand up and pay a little bit more attention, become more sensitive. So I think getting a good quality supplement from a good company, I think that's the way to get it for children.
I also like, and throw in there myself, I like the B vitamins, B1 specifically. There's a fat-soluble form called benfotiamine or benfotiamine. That also prevents some of the damaging effects of sugar. The book is called Rebecca Sues Her Mother, You Cause My Diabetes. I'm with Dr. Charles Benz. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.